Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. Thanks so very much for tuning in this Friday and each and every Friday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time. This is your host, Marcia Carnicelli Minor, and my business, Tom Katowski, and I would always, always like to take this moment at the beginning of the show to say thank you for all of your support through these 25 plus years of the Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show, as well as our Healthy Referral newspaper, which, as you know, is that which is producing this show and makes the Mind, Body, and Spirit Radio Show possible. The Healthy Referral is not because it's been given to us to develop, but it is a most wonderful newspaper, full size, that has all types of preventive, natural health, personal growth, and positive news kind of information. And when we began 25 plus years ago, we knew then that it was a mission that would carry through for many years to come. And here we are, and very excited because of all the new potentials that are happening. We knew that this would be taking place, and here we are, 2016. That was a crazy mess up. And we would like to be sure to let you know, of course, that anything that you hear from our guests that we interview on a regular basis, please, please get in touch directly with them. We always make sure that they give their contact information, websites, emails, phone numbers, if that is something that they like to go ahead and make use of. And the reason to give us a call directly would be for questions about how you could become part of the radio show, how you could actually join in with our Healthy Referral newspaper, and questions like that. For the guests and their topics, you will be able to get in touch with them directly. So again, Mind, Your Body, and Spirit is being brought to you by the Healthy Referral newspaper. And please give us a call directly at 216-533-2273. That's 216-533-2273 with any of your questions about the actual show, and the things that you would like to know how you can participate in. As you know, we have guests each and every week, and this week is no exception, of course. And this is a very exciting one, like actually each and every one of them is exciting. We have a very, very close friend, Stefan. And Stefan and we talk periodically. And many times he connects with people that he feels would be really great to then, you know, have them and us go ahead and also connect and meet. And we do the same to Stefan. So this is one of those times where Stefan, I'm hoping the beeps aren't coming through. Stefan met Constance and felt that it would be great for she and we to connect. And she's doing some absolutely wonderful things, and I know she's on waiting for the mic to open up, so let's go ahead and open up the mic, unless she's already on. Constance, are you there?
Hi, Marcia. Yes, I'm here.
Hey,
can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Are you hearing me?
Great. Yes, I hear everything. Thank you for having me.
Okay. Oh, you're very welcome. And if there's a problem with hearing, please let me know, because it does happen, and I want to make sure people are hearing all the awesome things that you're going to be sharing today. Again, I was just mentioning to the listeners, as you probably heard, that Stefan, our very long time friend, introduced you to us, and Tom and I just felt like this is so great because we're into all of this that you're doing. So without further ado, what I would love to do is to have you basically start out, Constance, with sharing your story, because people are going to relate to this, and you can tell it much better than I. So can you just go ahead and tell a little bit about who you are?
Yes, I'm happy, first of all, to be there and to talk to you and to have some people listening. And I changed the way I see food or I see the world a couple of years ago with a wonderful naturopath who helped me over times where I was very sick and I couldn't speak anymore. And I had holes in my vocal cords and no voice came out and the doctors didn't know what to do and everything made it worse. And I didn't know what to do, and some friends referred me to a naturopath, and she changed my life, my way to eat, my way to see things. I was always into healthy food. I never ate really unhealthy, or at least I thought I eat healthy, and then I learned so much more. And I stopped I never took medication since I'm 18. I had always little digestion problems, so I stopped, and then I really stopped completely to take everything the doctors gave me, and she put me on a parasite cleanse and a candida cleanse, and in 3 weeks my voice started to come back. So I really realized it's gonna work, and I kept going. I did a detox diet. I lived on it for like 7 or 8 months, what was really frustrating at the beginning because you don't know what to do. And I bought some books, and I tried to figure out what to eat, and I love food, and I was like, I can never eat my favorite food, and I will be unhappy for the rest of my life. And then you learn, and then you also change your taste. And when you really realize how it is when you eat fresh on real food and you stop eating the rest, even you think, I never eat fast food or fried food, but even that, sometimes that pizza or sometimes a lot of bread or things like that, you just learn that things like that can be real, and things taste different, everything is very sweet, so you change your taste, and that's what I did. And I slowly learned more and more, and at the end of it, when I came out of it, and she's like, you know, you can eat what you want now, but what do you want to do? You learned how you get sick, and you know now what's your problem, and you can go back and go right back and do the old things again, and eventually you will get sick again. And I couldn't anymore because it didn't taste anymore. I couldn't eat out that much anymore. I couldn't grab food really fast anymore. I learned what it is when you make it fresh and you actually take it with you, how much advantages and how much more energy you have.
Absolutely. And, you know, this is a very, as you heard me mention in the intro, this is a topic, Constance, is very close to Tom's and my heart, because we believe so much in, you know, what you just expressed. And I know that people have heard this statement that I'm going to say many, many, many times, and it's been around for a very, very long time, but it's one that is very true and never grows old, and that is, let food be thy medicine and medicine thy food.
Yep.
And, you know, if we veer from that for too long, to a certain extent, then, you know, our bodies are not going to be the way that they can be to support us and have us be healthy and wise, you know, mentally, physically, and emotionally. So, and you are involved. All of this experience that you just shared led you to a number of other things.
And, yes, I do.
One of them is this awesome place. Well, I should say your business, and you are based out of New York. But why don't you go ahead and share a little bit about the business that you started?
Yeah, so I took it a whole notch further because I couldn't support myself that much anymore to work only in fashion. I had so much different interests. Food is always a big part of my life. Baking was my childhood thing, was always baking and making sweets. But I found out I love chocolate. So any kind of chocolate is my favorite thing to eat. And I was like, I read a lot about chocolate, and I tried all these dark chocolates on the market, or a lot of them, not all of them, but of course a lot of them. And a lot of them come across very harsh to me. I am Austrian original, so we have tons of chocolate desserts. I grew up with tons of chocolate cakes. We do Apfelstrudel and everything we are known for. And I was like, I want to make something with chocolate, but what is actually pure? And I learned more, read more, talked more, started making. I found a recipe online about some lavender raw cacao bites, and I started making that. And I didn't think so much about it, but I was like, wow, this tastes really good, and it's very interesting, chocolate lavender. I didn't know what's the difference between raw cacao or tempered cacao or heated cacao. I had no idea about all these things. So I learned more and more, and then I brought all this food to all my models, to all my photographers, to all these art directors where I work with. And all of them were like, oh, my God, this is so good. So I didn't use cane sugar because I tried to still stay away from cane sugar. I know that other sweeteners are not extremely healthy, like you shouldn't eat it all the time, but you can eat certain amount of it. And I do think, for example, raw honey for me has extremely a lot of benefits when you know about honey. But it's not commercial honey, it's raw honey who is made from small inkers. We don't want to hurt the bees, and there's a lot more to know about honey. But so I started making this with only honey as a sweetener and cacao, and I bought cacao in an Indian store. I didn't know much about it, but grow, and people told me you have to do it. I met art directors who promised me things, and I can get into this store and that store if I want to make this more. I was like, I can't go and present my line with one little chocolate thing. So I created a whole line over a long weekend and tested it for months and months and months on all my models and everybody working. And everybody was happy that I come with boxes of chocolates every time. So I fed the whole fashion industry. And that's how it all started. I had amazing help of very creative people who work in fashion who never worked in the food industry, but they helped me with logos and layouts and the look of the branding and the company. Why my company, now my company is called Kokorau. After a lot of legal issues, learning about trademarking, I launched a company called Kokorau, and it's spelled C-O-C-O-R-A-U. And I'm making a little more than just chocolates product by today, but that's how I started.
And the website, since you gave the spelling, is www.cocorau.com. Listeners, one more time, it's www.cocorau.com. And if a person wants to be in touch with you, they would basically email you through your site, correct?
I have an email on it. I have a phone number on it. You can leave me messages. I will call back. I will get back to you on email. I'm still a small company. I'm almost a one-to-one company still. I have, of course, a team in the kitchen, but the rest is pretty much up to me. And I will reach, all this email will reach me.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that when they go to your site, that is where they can find your contact info. So when I was looking on the site, and you mentioned very briefly a second ago about lavender, and I think it would be great to give the listeners a little bit more of an idea of just what you are doing with things as far as the lavender and the chocolate and the, I believe it was Orange Bliss, you know, and the chocolate. Because, you know, in so many people's minds, Constance, they're thinking, what? You know, essential oils or things like lavender in with chocolate. So for some people, even though not for us, but for some people, that is very strange.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I always wanted to make something that is very healthy. So I realized cacao, who is untempered and unheated, has amazing benefits. It's an aphrodisiac. It helps with stress.
Yes.
It's really healthy for you, but with the heating of the bean or the roasting of the bean, we destroy a lot of the benefits. So I started really to experiment with raw cacao. By today, I'm using raw cacao from Bali, what I think is the highest quality on raw cacao I found and the taste I wanted. And then we are using no soy or no fillers in the chocolates, in the things we are making. We don't heat it. We only melt it by body temperature. And I use essential oils, yes, because I think especially lavender has so many benefits. It's mood stabilizing. It's calming. It has a... You eat that bite and it's almost like, you feel the aroma of the essential oil included with the cacao. It does give you energy, but it doesn't make you hyper at all, and it stabilizes your mood. I do have 4 different flavors. Lavender is one of them. The next one is orange bliss. So we are using an orange essence, and we're using some little bit of chili powder in it. Chili powder is high on vitamin C. Orange as well, and we are giving it a little kick, and we use different nuts in that bite to give it a little crunch and a little kick at the end. I have 2 more bite flavors. One is espresso, what is really energizing because we're using fresh ground, organic espresso powder. That's the only bite who is not truly raw because espresso is roasted. But I do think coffee got a lot of bad reputation over the years, but lately we realized that actually coffee is actually good for you to a certain small amount, and it actually has a lot of benefits. And the 4th flavor I created, because I'm a big fan of green tea, was matcha tea, it's very popular right now to drink matcha. Matcha is the highest grade on green tea, powderized on a very fine leaf who grow in a shade, very, very high on antioxidant. And it has all the benefits of green tea, but you actually drink the leaf, so you actually have all more benefits than tea you just steep. So I use a matcha bite, we use with pistachio and almonds, we use raw honey as a sweetener, coconut sugar, we use coconut oil. Everything what I do, I really believe it has to taste good. That's one of the things where it has to be healthy, but it also needs a really good taste. So that's how I created my 4 flavors.
And, you know, the matcha tea, I remember when that was beginning to become popular. And again, listeners, as Constance is sharing, all of this is so very, very beneficial nutritionally for you. And what she's done is what she really wanted to do in the first place, which is to be able to make and eat the kinds of things that, you know, she didn't really want to give up, but wanted them to be healthier. So it's always interesting, isn't it, Constance, how when we're given certain things in life, what we then can do with it?
Yeah, it's amazing. And, you know, the things where I thought I can't give up, it's so easy to give up now because they don't taste anymore. When you know how these things taste, when you use a very 100% organic, really good ingredients, you really feel the benefits of eating it. You get the energy boost out of what food should give you. It should never make you tired. It should never make you bloated. It should never give you heaviness. Real good food just fuels your energy and your body with an amazing spirit, and you smile much more, you're much more happy, and you go through the world on a whole different level. And you need less
food. Oh, yes. Yes, there is no way to get around the fact that what we put in or don't put in to our body has an impact.
When you know, it's incredible how much your energy shifts and your spirit, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. So we're in, let's start here. With what you have developed thus far, what is your vision?
I mean, I develop, and I'm getting, of course, you, first of all, I'm in a place in New York City. It's called the Alchemist Kitchen. I'm part of it. It's a 2,000 square foot store. We do everything about plant-based medicine, plant-based elixirs. You can have really interesting drinks. You can try all kind of Asian mushroom drinks. You can try coffee with adoption tonic. So you get a whole different level on what's out there when you really believe in plants and what you can do. You get herbal consultation. And that's a huge place in New York City. They have their first physical store. They used to only, they have still a huge website presence. They do a lot of seminars, a lot of talks. They have a lot of very interesting people who you can learn anything from. And I'm very lucky to be producing my bites in there, and I can I get promoted from them. They have the clientele who likes my, who are big fans of Kokulau. So I'm very lucky to be in there. And that's why also this also drove me further to develop two tonic elixir powders who are a little bit easier to travel with, to take with you, to put it in any liquid of your choice. They are based on Asian tonic herbs. And one is a beauty powder who is based on beauty mushrooms and grinded pearl. And the other powder is more a blood cleanser, like something who gives you energy for your body and cleanse your body at the same time.
And so, yes, when people go to your website, they'll be able to see and order. They can order on there. Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay. And the location in New York. Do you have any plans for where you are in the location?
I mean, that's physical. The Alchemist Kitchen took over that store 6 months ago, so it's quite new. We still haven't completely fully used all the things we can do there. They are building it more and more. It takes a while. It's a huge store. And so far, we are producing it there. We're using that kitchen. They are selling my products. I am a big part of them. We are making special orders for them. We're doing a lot of pop-up, and we're doing a lot of things. If I ever grow too big, that the kitchen would be too small, because it isn't a wholesale kitchen where I can produce thousands of them, I do have to think where I'm going to make it. But I will always hopefully be part of the Alchemist Kitchen, because it's a wonderful place to be part of.
We are going to have to take a trip to New York and spend some time there, because it's definitely a place that we would feel quite at home.
I think you would love it, yeah. It's a really wonderful place. I just came from there, and they're starting a new IV program where you can get things inside your blood for energy, and it's through completely organic and natural, and it's the brand new thing. I haven't even tried it. They do infrared saunas there. They do a lot of very interesting things there.
Right. And with the progression of the growth as it happens, let's say presently, when people are ordering, are you finding that it's from a certain location, or are you attracting already people from around the country?
I do get orders from all over. I have a little bit of problem this summer because it's very hot, and it's really complicated to mail raw cacao because it melts even faster than chocolate, and with ice and with the proper packaging, it's still hard. So if the order is very small right now, I cancel them if they go to the south, because it's even more hot and it wouldn't even survive. So if it's the west coast, it's no problem. If it's north, I can send it, because it has to be shipped overnight. But by over 90, it's even too hot to do that. So I'm rather tell them, let's wait a month and I ship it then and let's do it then. But if people order enough, it's no problem. I can always order it overnight. Just it has to make sense, because my shipping costs are very low online, but I cannot compete with Amazon or one of the huge companies. So I pay the rest of the shipping fees personally, and I can only do that if the order is appropriate, especially when it goes to a hot area. So I always check the zip code, what's the weather there, to see if I'm able to ship it.
Right. And so do you have to use dry ice then for it? Or?
Dry ice is, first of all, a lot of chemicals, so I'm trying not to use it too much. I'm actually reusing packaging of a company, of a girlfriend of mine who uses them, and she gets her food delivered like that, and I'm reusing the packaging because I think it's better to recycle boxes and packaging than buying all these new ones because we already use so much waste. I'm trying to use that, and I do pack it, but dry ice you can also only order in 10 pounds what I barely use because I don't have that many orders. So it's difficult for very small companies to make it work, but I try my best, and I think in 1 week it should get a little around 70, 75, and I should be fine to ship anything out.
Right, I'm sure. And also we're excited because with this upcoming issue of our Healthy Referral newspaper, I know that we are looking to do something in there to help people learn about you. And I know that we sent you some of the past copies of the paper that you got them, right? Okay. And so we're very excited about just having the opportunity to have our readers all around the country be able to learn about what you're doing. And I know we're in the middle of so many people and places where people who are going to be, you know, interested in this kind of thing. So, and you have two very fond advocates right here, Tom and myself. And I know that Stefan, he's just such a sweet person.
I know. What a wonderful person.
I know. We don't see him very frequently at all, but we, one of us gets in touch with the other one, every once in a while, and something always comes out of it in some way, shape, or form. So what would you say is your picture of, let's say, 5 years down the road, what would you like to see?
I mean, I hope that I have several stores, wellness center, beauty hotels who believe in my things and more, so we can produce more, we can produce on a more regular schedule. I would love to develop more flavors. That would really be what I'm into. I'm less into marketing, but I know that has to be done. I'm more into...
Well, that's why you have people like us.
Yes,
that's why
I know,
you have people like us.
It's not my strongest side. I mean, I love to talk about it and tell people about it, but not to contact them and see if they want to get it into a store or how can I get it into interesting places. That's not my strongest side, but I have to push that now. And since I don't have a whole team working with me, I hope by then I can produce it in a small-scale handmade factory and we can have a few people working with me, people who I would love to hire who may be having a harder time to find jobs, having friends or people I know who need work and who actually want to be part of something good.
Absolutely. And you'll attract that to yourself. Absolutely. And there are more and more people who are, the word I would use, are hungry for getting into something that is more meaningful. Instead of just, putting their time in to things that they're not really passionate about. And this whole topic, because it branches out into so many arenas, it's a very attractive area because people just like yourself, you started the way that you did, and it led you to where it did, and it's leading you to where it is, and it's this continuous expansion that goes on of opportunity. So, And there are no accidents. You know, we, through these 25-plus years, Constance, I can't tell you how many times we've heard a person that we're meeting with or talking with who are in a field of some sort in natural health, whether it's food or a practitioner or what, say that their strongest points are not marketing.
Yeah.
And that, and everything is just so in divine order, because their attention is supposed to be on, you know, what it's supposed to be on in order to create the product and so forth. So a lot of times the marketing can be very, very weak, and that's why we, you know, come into the picture to be of help to people, whether they're, you know, naturopaths or practitioners of some sort or products and foods. I mean, it's just amazing how broad this arena is in of natural health, and it's a lot of fun. I mean, you can already see that, and you know that for yourself. It's just a wonderful area to be, you know, to be involved in.
It's amazing. I met so many incredible people. It's really amazing how many people right now are trying to find some individual product to make the world better than using huge companies and supporting what we are doing for the last years, centuries. I think we really all need to change, and we all need to see things different. And maybe food is a little more expensive than the cheap food, because the little companies like mine and everybody around, it's impossible to produce it for the same amount. If we don't use people as objects and pay them really bad money, use very bad ingredients just to be cheap, and people can eat a lot of it. I think we have to reduce the amounts we eat, but make it a way better, use way more the better ingredients, because it makes you also easier full than bad food who doesn't fill you up and just makes you bigger and gives you no energy.
Yes. It fills you up, all right. It expands you.
Yeah.
It expands you in a way that you don't want. I know. We have such an opportunity in today's day and age to make a difference. With every difficulty that there is out there, there's an answer, and those difficulties give an opportunity to create solutions, and healthier solutions, and better solutions. We always tell people to focus on the excitement of the solution and the creativity of the solution, not get so bogged down, because again, being in this arena that we are, it's very broad, and it can be sometimes a little heavy.
Yeah.
Like, oh God, I don't want to hear any more, you know, it's that kind of thing. And so we ourselves get reminded frequently, focus on the solutions. And that's why the problems are existing, is to continue to expand and get better and come up with, you know, even more solutions for not just people, but for the planet. So
I think we just have to learn to see things in a different way. When you only see it one way, then you don't find a solution, or it feels like impossible to solve it. But then all of a sudden, if you step back and look at it from a different side, then you all of a sudden you see a whole different way to get to it.
Absolutely. Boy, I know we could start listing on sheets and sheets of paper of just how many times that has happened for us.
Yeah, but I think also if you're healthy in your brain, then you can see it. If you're not, and if you're angry, and if you're eating a lot of sugar, coffee, if you're eating these things a lot and you're eating a lot of bad food, it does come out in your personality, and you don't open your heart and you don't see another way to solve things.
Absolutely, you are so right. You are so correct. I was just having this conversation with a man 2 days ago, almost identical to what you just expressed, because that is one of the major key points that we express to people. And sometimes I get quite an awakening, even now. I mean, still, when I am talking to people and I realize that there are so many people that just don't know. They just don't know. So
I still think Americans are great because they switch much faster and they have a way more open mind, and I think for that it's easier to see another way.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear.
Living in two continents, living here for a long time, I do know the benefits of being here. I do know there's also other things, but I do know there's a lot of benefits because it's a little easier to do something like I do. With a certain age, you start a different company, you start something what you never learned. Impossible in Europe. Everybody tells you, what are you doing here? This is crazy. You can't do this. And here it's like, oh, yeah, keep going.
Oh,
yeah, cool.
Oh, really? Yeah, don't tell me I can't do anything, right?
Yeah, and we are very short-minded sometimes. I mean, here people are much more open-minded, much more into new things and realize new things and switch the way they think faster. And I think that's a good thing.
Oh, it is. And since you're touching on this, what came up for me is that knowledge is absolutely the key. And with knowledge, we're able to digest different possibilities. And no matter what topic we're talking about, because there are many, and again, being in where we are with having a newspaper and the radio show and events and things like that, we can see that very clearly, that it is so vital for the educational opportunity for people. And that's why when people ask through these years, well, what do you do? Basically, we educate the public.
Yeah, I think it's amazing what you guys do, and I really support that, because I think it's a lot of work, and you're doing that kind of just because you want to educate the public and give them a way to better live.
Yes, and it's a little bit selfish, because it does include us. We do definitely do it for ourselves and our families, and as everything starts with ourselves.
Starts with that, no? It's normal to do it, because if you don't believe in it, then you can't do it. And it's so much effort, whatever you do, whatever you start, that if you don't really believe in it, you can't do it.
Right. That's going to be one of our books that gets written, because one minute it was 1989, or I should say 86, really. But by 1989, most everything was created, and it was literally like a blink of an eye that all of a sudden, it's a little scary. It's like, it's wonderful. Oh, believe me, it's wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful. But it's just that sense of, at one point, all of a sudden, I realized that, oh my God, it's 25 years later.
Yeah.
So,
but I think there's people out there who are bored and who time doesn't pass. And they just, I don't know, you do it with things who have no meaning. You waste it with things who have no meaning. At least you can say, I reach this, I do that, and I have fun with it, and it's my passion.
Yes,
That's absolutely.
So do you travel at all? I'm just curious.
I used to travel sometimes twice a week. I was in a plane all the time on shoots, and I was going in everywhere in the world. I still travel. I go at least back to Austria, visit my family at least once a year, once to twice a year, and then I do some trips, but fashion changed a lot, and a lot of my jobs are in New York now, but it's great, so it makes me able to work on Coco Rao in the evenings when I get home from shoots, and if I would be in a hotel somewhere, it would be much harder because I'm the one who sends out the orders, and I'm the one who orders the ingredients and makes sure that the production is running, and so it would be hard if I'm traveling too much.
I'm just curious. Do you ever see Katie Holmes walking around?
I have worked with a lot of celebrities, but I haven't worked with Katie Holmes, and I haven't seen her walking around. But I would love to because she would probably be interested in Coco Rao.
Oh yes, she would. Yes, she would. I mean, I don't know her personally, but there's been a lot of let's just say a lot of different information that has come by me this past several years that has had me see more about her and so forth. So, yeah, I just know that, you know, she gets around in New York and as well as other places like L.A. and that.
Right now it's many celebrities, major celebrities, who are really promoting healthy food, having their own health food line, promoting their own thing and realizing that people need to change. And I know people like to listen to celebrities and like to follow them. So a lot of them using their power for a good thing. What I think is it's fabulous they do that for whatever
it is. Absolutely. Absolutely, dear, absolutely. Well, in closing, is there something that you would like to leave with the listeners that you haven't said yet?
I would say I completely believe food is my medicine. I don't believe so much in westernized doctors. That doesn't believe that I don't go there, but I do go there sometimes, but I do believe in alternative medicine, and keeping your brain and your spirit healthy is the main thing in your life. And I'm very happy if anybody writes me and sends me their thoughts or send me whatever they think about Coco Rao or look at my things. I'm happy for any feedback and inspiration because I'm still very small and I can use any help.
Well, I'm sure that you'll get some communications, and you know that will add to the expansion in different ways for you. As we know, everything leads to something else. So, in this interview, what's beautiful about us doing this that we do on Blog Talk is, yes, it's live now that people are hearing it, but the other thing is it's up 24/7, available on the on-demand archived section of Blog Talk, so people are able to, you know, go in and click and listen to any of the shows that were done live. And so what we will do, as I believe you know, we will very shortly send you the link to this interview so that you can actually, and this is why we try to keep it fairly short, you could actually use it as a promotional piece for yourself for people to hear and learn about you and what you're doing.
Yeah,
so
that's
it's a great, you know, it's just wonderful, the technology today. So we will do that, Constance. We will get that to you very shortly, and you're welcome to do whatever you'd like with it. And we just want you to know that we totally support you, and it's very wonderful to see that you are living your dreams and your purpose, and that's really what we want for everybody on the planet, because that's why we're here. So thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you guys for having me and for giving me the opportunity to speak with you.
You're very welcome. And we'll be in close touch in regards to the Healthy Referral newspaper and all of that. And we'll see the best way to keep moving forward.
Great. Thank you. Have a wonderful
weekend.
You're welcome,
Constance. You
thank
too,
you.
Hon. Take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.